Village Darolu, Ahmed Spor and the Crimes of the State, a column by Frederike Geerdink. The day after the match, the players' bus of Ahmed Spor arrived back home in Diyarbakir, and the Table of Six announced its presidential candidate, CHP leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. It's impossible to discuss one of these issues without the other, and it begs an answer to the question, if Kılıçdaroğlu wins the presidency, will he start serving the interests of the group of citizens who will have helped him to become Turkey's 13th president? Let's start with the match, if we can call it that. On Sunday, Bursaspor Ahmetspor was played in Turkish Football Federation's second league. The trouble started the night before when supporters of Bursaspor gathered at the hotel where the players of Ahmetspor were staying. They came with torches, cracked firework, and used sound bombs to intimidate the team from Ahmet Diyarbakir. The police didn't do a thing to stop it from happening. On Sunday, what must have been one of the most absurd and violent 90 minutes on a green field in a football stadium ever happened. The booing and whistling was deafening when an Ahmetspor player as much as looked at the ball. And there was a constant rain of objects pouring down on the Kurdish players. Countless water bottles, fireworks, reportedly even a pack of three bullets taped together. On the stands, three white flags appeared, showing a white Toros car and the portraits of Cem Erseveer and Mahmut Yildirim. White Toros cars were used by JITEM, the illegal murder squads of the Turkish army in the 1990s. They abducted Kurds in them, who were then killed. Erseveer was one of JITEM's founders, Yildirim one of its most notorious killers. The referee did nothing. The game wasn't halted temporarily, let alone cancelled altogether, which of course should have happened. The next day, the Ahmetspor players were welcomed back home as heroes, as not just representing the club, but a nation. But soon the story was taken over by the frantic developments around the presidential candidate of the opposition alliance. One of the six parties in the alliance, EE Party, had left the alliance before the weekend because its leader, Kemal Akşener, refused to accept the nomination of CHP leader Kılıçdaroğlu. Eventually, she was convinced to accept him. I'll spare you the details. And on Monday, Kılıçdaroğlu was officially named as candidate. Kılıçdaroğlu's candidacy is considered good news for Kurds. He is the one candidate of the Table of Six that HDP supporters could vote for, the others having two nationalist profiles for them to be viable. Kılıçdaroğlu is an Alevi Kurd from Dersim, although he is a Kemalist and has never publicly identified as a Dersim Kurd. Now that Akşener is back on board, it is not very likely that he will accept the invitation of HDP co-leader Mithat Sancar to visit the HDP headquarters to talk about a democratic agenda for Turkey. But Kılıçdaroğlu does need the HDP voting Kurds to win against Erdogan, and has to give them reason to go vote for him instead of not voting at all. So the opposition's candidate has a balance to find. Appeal to Kurds, but not too much, because that would drive two nationalist voters away. But at some point Kılıçdaroğlu will have to come clear and choose a direction. If he actually wins the presidency, and these chances have risen tremendously now that the alliance he forged remained intact and seems to have the sympathy of HDP, even though we know the elections won't be fair, how committed will he remain in his political friendship with Akşener? He said that if he wins, people from the six parties in the alliance will have positions in the government. But what about the group of citizens in Turkey who will have helped him to win the presidential race? What is good to bring to mind again is Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign to make things right again. Ahlaşmak is the Turkish word, but it can't be translated properly because of all the connotations it has. And a campaign he started late in 2021. He has named a whole list of crimes the state has committed against its citizens in the past century, and has pledged to sit down with the victims and their communities to listen to their stories and pain, and to find ways to reconcile these people and communities with the state. Many of these historical crimes were committed against Kurds, including the JITEM murders of the 1990s. Also, the Kurds of Dersim are included. They were massacred by thousands when they resisted the state in the 1930s. If Kılıçdaroğlu continues on that path, at some point the EE party will object because they will never recognize the state's crimes. Then what will President Kılıçdaroğlu do? Continue to try to make things right? And if he does, will he add the crime that was committed against Ahmetspor this weekend and against Kurds that the team represents to the list? Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her acclaimed weekly newsletter, Expert Kurdistan. The link can be found in her Twitter bio.